Good. Chairman, you're ready.
Good evening. I'd like to call the order to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, February 14th, 2020. It's 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. And Devin Huff.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of the meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the February 14th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning or conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence of Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case denied, is Exhibit C, to be for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you can leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item up is review and action of the January 10th, 2020, should be 2022 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve January 10th, 2022 meeting minutes.
Have a motion. Do we have a second? Do have a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to the speakers, not including the applicant, to 4-minute time limit.
Okay, we have a motion to limit public hearing speaking less the applicant to 4 minutes.
I'll second.
Got a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
How many minutes was it? 4.
First item that we've got on the agenda is 21-022, rezone one parcel located in Blue Eye from A1 agricultural to NR1 single family nightly rental. Is the applicant here?
Yep. So January the 10th, 2022, the Planning Commission postponed applications RZ-2122 to the next regular scheduled meeting to allow the representative to gather and present more information on the options for improvements to Tall Tree Drive, the ingress-egress for the subject parcel. Jeremy Worley is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of parcel number 19-2.0-03-000-000-004.000, owned by John Jr. and Michael Messina. It's located off Tall Tree Drive, Blue Eye. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezone request is for NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental District. So this is a PowerPoint that we presented in that January 10th. Or subject property is highlighted there. And there's our zoning map. There's just the Stone County that shows the Rundell down to Post Oak Drive, Tall Tree Drive, or Post Oak that goes on back to the subject property is right over here. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
And just before we get started, I just want everyone in the audience to understand what we're doing this evening is not to approve or deny the application as presented, other than to approve or deny the recommendation for the amendment to go forward to the Taney County Commission. So it's a recommendation only for or against what's being presented. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Scott, was that drone video able to come through? We got down there with the drone to try to help everybody better visualize where it is right now. So this is the bottom of the property. That road that's cut in right there is the property line. Somebody's actually cutting a road in right there to do more future development. And this is the property in question here. It's right there, waterfront. And then the only other thing that I wanted you to really see on this, and it's probably more on the front end than the back end, was that there is large equipment down there cutting in that road right now. Just so you know that it can get there, because that seemed to be a concern last time of equipment coming in back and forth. There you go. And then that's Tall Tree Road, and you can see that road being cut in. So we wanted to spend a little time and get some real hard information for you guys. So we did, and we passed it on. One of the things that we did in an effort to try to prove that our proposal was compatible with the area was to call Stone County and try to get a list of approved nightly rentals in the area, of which we found two or more with the county that are right there already listed, and those are those stars right there. Those are literally a stone's throw. They're right at the end of that road right there, literally a stone's throw away from what we're asking. We're asking to turn a parcel of premium resort land that is currently zoned agricultural into something that we could put houses on, houses that would make sense that would be occupied 150 days of the year or more if you're good. Also look at the bottom half of the document that I sent. This is actually a superimposed map of the same area of properties that are being advertised on Airbnb right now. And there's a cluster of five of them right there at the end of the road. In addition to, you can see other properties as the crow flies a very short distance away, including a big parcel of land down there, the White Wing Resort, which is zoned C2. So there's quite a bit of commercial and actually nightly rental use going on at the moment. We did also endeavor to get some legal opinions on the use of the road, and we have one letter from our attorney in there that says that he's reviewed the plats and restrictions, which I've sent on to you as well. It's my opinion that the public in general has the right to use the roads shown on the Grandview Acres plat. Therefore, it's my opinion that the public in general has the right to use the roads shown on the Lakeview Paradise plat. As a second opinion, it's always a good idea. We sent the information to Tim Davis as well, and he also said that the Arundel Road is also dedicated to the public, and there's virtually a public easement from Ozark Hollow Road to the property in question. So we have access to the property. Whether we can improve it or not is another matter. We did get a letter from Stone County from their council, and he said that the only thing that he's certain is that Stone County does not maintain any portion of that road. He also says that none of the issues of this road have come before the county commission, and the commission has not adopted a position concerning the issues which we've presented. So we're trying to get something from Stone County. Now, we also did last time say that we would propose a solution to the main problem, which the neighbors touted, which was the road. And we agree it is a narrow road, and we would like to have it improved. We would also like to participate in that improvement. And we got a bid from Flat Creek Excavating in the amount of $515,000, and that doesn't include the surface. So that we could put an asphalt surface on there. We could put a chip and seal on there. Some of the neighbors said that chip and seal would wash off, so we would look at trying to do something nice. We would also propose to put in the HOA budget a certain amount for annual road maintenance as well. So just wanted to pass that along. And also, just so you know, this bid from Flat Creek isn't a shoot-from-the-hip bid. We had Mike Salzer put together an actual roadway improvement plan, an engineered plan, with this, you know, the survey lines and marked on it so you could see that, and we have that passed to you as well. So we just wanted to get you the information that you requested to see that if there was access and the right kind of access, to see if we could do, which is what I think is, there's not much other industry in our area, fellas. You know, tourism is it. And we're just trying to keep people employed and continue to meet the demand of the what the travelers want when they come and outside investment in our area. That's it.
Will your homes be permanent residents? I want to go out there and buy a home and live there full time. You
Well, it's my understanding that through the NR1 zoning with the county, there is permission to do vacation rental, but nothing prohibits full-time owners from living there, as far as I'm concerned.
But you would be marketing these as like a
rental. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions for the applicant? George?
The 500 whatever thousand it was for that roadway, is that something you're proposing to do?
We are willing to propose it, yes. We want to just offer it as, we actually talked to our banker as well and asked if we would have enough room in our loan to do it, and he said yes. So we're still in that loan approval process now with the appraisal and all that. We have to get through this part first, but that would absolutely be something that we would be willing to do to try to make nice with our neighbors.
What was the end result of that amount of work? Is that just like 4-inch base?
I can show you the bid here if you'd like.
I believe it was.
I didn't understand. Did that include the surface or not?
That 515 did not include surface, no.
Any other questions for the applicant? So just to get a show of hands, how many are here in opposition that are wanting to speak again? So I missed last month's meeting, but it's my understanding it went an hour and 40 minutes. Now it is a public hearing again, but I want to we did due diligence between last meeting and this meeting. The information we're talking about is in Stone County, and we have consulted with the Taney County attorney, and we've also spoken with the Stone County Planning Office, and we have no authority, zero, in reference to what's being discussed about for the road issues or concern. That's purely a Stone County issue. So what will be addressed tonight will be if the parcel is appropriate to be considered recommended to the county commissioners to be either approved or denied to go to the county. So I want to be sure that everyone understands that. We can go through what you guys talked about last week. Our hope is we can keep it focused on the road, but I just want to be sure, and anyone else is on the planning that would like to speak up in reference to that, but I think we're all in agreement based on the information that we're given that our decision will be purely based on the parcel of property that's located in Taney County. So with that, let's start with is anyone here that wants to speak on that signed up to speak on behalf of this application or for the application?
Brad Youngblood, and I am actually